Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pouring water onto farmland in the wintertime could help nearby communities replenish their groundwater supplies. University of California research shows nearly 300 rural communities could benefit from managed aquifer recharge. The research is part of ongoing work to determine how flooding farmland in the wintertime could refill underground water supplies. Scientists have been charting the impact on aquifers and the crops and farmland involved. The U.S. Apple Association Board of Directors has given two thumbs up for holding its 126th Annual Crop and Outlook Marketing Conference in person this summer, August 19th and 20th in Chicago. According to thepacker.com, the meeting will showcase diverse speakers and topics, growers and apple business leaders, as well as the crop forecast. To keep attendees safe, U.S. Apple will abide by all CDC COVID-19 recommendations. U.S. Apple is also exploring options to make recorded meeting content available for those who don't yet feel safe to travel. House Ag Republicans introduced the Broadband for Rural America Act last week, one of several infrastructure proposals from House Republicans that bridge the digital divide for communities nationwide. The proposal provides more than $7 billion in authorizations for USDA broadband connectivity programs. The act authorizes $3.7 billion per year for critical rural broadband programs, including the ReConnect Rural Broadband, Middle Mile Broadband, and the Innovative Broadband Advancement Programs. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.